Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, this week we come to a chapter in Acts that gives us the account of one of the most important events in the history of Christianity. That's the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. This event is so important that Luke includes a rather lengthy description of it three times in the book of Acts. We have Luke's own description in chapter 9, which is where we will be tomorrow. And then we'll come to it again in chapter 22 when Paul recounts his conversion to a crowd of Jews in Jerusalem. And then in chapter 26, we get a third telling of his salvation experience. And in that chapter, Paul is speaking before Festus, the governor, and King Agrippa, and there in Caesarea. Now, we might ask ourselves, why would Luke consider this record so important that he would include three full accounts of it here in Acts? Well, I think, really, there's three major reasons why he's done this. And it's unusual, somewhat unusual that he would do this, but it's such an important event. First of all, it was a major turning point in the history of Christianity. Some Christian historians consider it second only to the death and resurrection of Jesus. It resulted in a major shift in the gospel going out to the known world. It took Paul off of the team that was going out and persecuting those who were preaching the gospel, and it put him on the team with the preachers. And he became the greatest missionary force for the gospel the world has ever seen. Through his preaching, through his witnessing, his church planting, his letter writing. Those letters that he wrote ended up in our Bible, you know. Paul made a greater impact in the world for the salvation of souls than anyone other than Jesus Christ himself. The second reason it's so important, and Luke, I think, included it three times in here in Acts, is it's yet another record of the resurrection of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul was listing all of the people who saw the resurrected Lord. And at the very end of the list, he includes himself. He says he was seen of me. And when he tells his conversion experience in chapters 22 and 26, he makes it very clear that the light that he saw that day on the road to Damascus was the glory of Jesus. And it was his voice, the voice of Jesus, that he heard speaking to him. And so it's yet another record, another account, another verification, we might say, of the resurrection of Jesus. And then the third reason that it's included three times, I think, is that Saul's conversion was a living illustration of how salvation works, and it illustrates for us many of the doctrines related to salvation. Many of those doctrines Paul himself would write about later in his letters. And it shows us what our salvation is like. You know, sometimes people look at the conversion of Saul and they say, oh, what a dramatic conversion. But there is a sense in which every conversion is just as dramatic. And we're going to talk about that in the message tomorrow. And so the conversion of Saul will be our topic in Acts 9. I hope you'll be there to hear us preach from this part of God's Word. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to visit with us tomorrow. The folks at Grace Baptist Church would love to see you. They're warm, welcoming people. They love the Lord. They love His Word. They love one another. And they'd love you, too, if you'd come and be with us. So I want to invite you to come to church at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. 12930 Border Drive, that's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. Our Bible study and Sunday school hour is at 10 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock is our time for worship. We do have a nursery available for children during that worship time, and so we want to invite you to come and be with us. If you'd like to find more information about our church, you can find it on our website, gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each Saturday as we preview the next day's sermon at Grace. We'll be back next Saturday with another podcast. Tell other people about it. Share the link to this podcast with others and invite them to meet you at Grace tomorrow. So until we gather, let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will prepare our hearts to truly worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as part of that worship, when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word.